Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Romans, chapter 12 and verse 2. The Bible encourages us to do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, the question comes is, how do we renew our minds? One pastor beautifully writes, the way to upgrade your mind is to download scripture. And there was a research done. The doctors of the National Institute of Mental Health did a fascinating study asking subjects to perform a simple motor task, a finger tapping exercise. As subjects tapped, the doctors conducted an MRI to identify what part of the brain was being activated. The subjects then practiced the finger tapping exercise daily for 4 weeks. At the end of the 4 week period, the brain scan was repeated. In each instance, it revealed that the area of the brain involved in the task had expanded. That simple task, a finger tapping exercise, literally recruited new nerve cells and rewired neuronal connections. When we read the Bible, we are recruiting new nerve cells and rewiring neuronal connections. In a sense, we are downloading a new operating system that reconfigures the mind. We stop thinking human thoughts and start thinking God thoughts. That's why the Bible says in Philippians 2:5, Apostle Paul writes to the church at Philippi, he says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So how do we fulfill that command? Paul tells us how. He says in Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Whether through preaching, teaching, reading or singing, our brains are rewired in alignment with God's word, and we develop the mind of Christ. We think his thoughts. As a result, we end up doing his will instead of being led by our own will. So my dear brothers and sisters, keep on renewing your mind with God's word. It's powerful. It opens your subconscious mind and helps you to comprehend everything spiritually and secularly. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. We honor you. We appreciate you for adding yet another day in our lives. We are grateful to you, Abba. We are thankful to you that we are in the land of the living to praise you, to live a life for the glory of your name, to be a shining light in this dark world, to be the salt, to be a voice unto the nations. And Lord, we want to say thank you. This morning, O Father God, we lay down our crowns before your throne of grace and say, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive all glory, all honor, all dominion, all power, all authority. Today, Lord, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, running the errands for the day, I pray they will go out with the mind of Christ in them. O Father God, saturated with the Word of God. Lord God Almighty, that Father, when they interact with this world outside, the world will be able to see the glorious light of Christ shining brightly through their lives. I thank you, Lord, you'll grant them success in their workplaces, success in the business meetings, Lord, success in the daily chores, that the name of Yeshua will be glorified. Bless your people, Lord. They are your heritage. They are bought by you with your blood, filled by you with your spirit. And I pray that you will perfect everything concerning their lives in Jesus' name. Lord God Almighty, I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I send forth your word of healing into their bodies. For by your wounds and by your stripes, they were healed and made whole. There is no sickness that can stay in their mind or in their body because, Lord, of the finished work of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. We thank you and we bless you. Lord, I declare and decree healing to be the portion of your people. And let your name be alone exalted and be glorified. And we vow to give you the praise. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.